KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
The climate today is a major challenge, probably in your mind and the minds of so many others, wondering what's going to happen even 3 months from now. My guest today, Connie Eller, is grassroots Christian pro-life activist. She also recently attended the Prayer March 2020 hosted by Franklin Graham in Washington, D.C., and another event called The Return, hosted by Jonathan Kahn. We're going to talk about these events and more on this edition of Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks so much for joining me. Connie, thank you so much for coming today.
Well, God is awesome, God is good, and you finally caught up with me and caught me.
It took 20 years to get Connie. I mean, you know, ever since I started doing Encounter, I've wanted to interview Connie. And when I did my TV show on Channel 24, I interviewed Connie. And so I was really happy that she went to this prayer march in return so that we could talk about that today so she would join us in the studio. Connie, recently, you went to the Prayer March 2020. Tell us when it was and some of the detail.
Yes. This just a few days ago, I had heard that Franklin Graham, the son of Billy Graham, was organizing a huge prayer march in Washington, D.C. And I'm familiar with Washington, D.C. because I go to the National March for Life every January, have gone almost every year since 1992. So I'm familiar with Washington, D.C. I understand the layout. And I'm like, I could handle that march. It's a long route, but I can handle that march and how important it is to praise the name of Jesus on the grounds of our government headquarters, so to speak, right? So I found cheap airfare because that makes it easy to travel, and I was able to go. But before I left St. Louis to go to Washington, D.C. for the Prayer March 2020, a friend of mine, Lynn Jackson, said, oh, are you going to the return? Now, I hadn't even heard of the return. And when I heard of the return, I also signed up for that. And this was an amazing weekend in Washington, D.C. The return started with a solemn assembly. Let me get my dates right. Friday, September 25th, 2020. So from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., my count is that there were about 3,000 people out there praising God the night before the return started. And then on Saturday, September 26th, the return was from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. on the lawn there. And what's interesting how God orchestrates things is the return informed all of us that their event would be held from between the Washington Monument and the Capitol Building, right? Amazing to even just take over that space. It was worship. It was praise. It was repentance. It was just prayer. It was just amazing. People were
so
from
prayer
all
and
over.
Praise. Were there musical groups there from all over?
Yes, including Danny Gokey also. Mm-hmm. But the worship and praise was wonderfully led, no matter who was doing that. And there, at just the Friday night alone, I bet there were at least 10 to 15 different prayer leader speakers. Mm. So it was amazing, again, to see people from all over. And then Saturday, September 26th, also at noon, was the schedule for the Franklin Graham Prayer March 2020. But guess what? Franklin Graham Prayer 2020, Prayer March 2020, had already informed us that their event was going to cover, guess what, from the Washington Monument over to the Lincoln Memorial.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. So just being at the return alone was just, and a lot of people brought their shofars, their ram's horns that they were blowing at certain mm-hmm. times. It was just the Holy Spirit moving, people being moved by the Holy Spirit, and the unity, and also the ability to, through Christ, kind of take back the ground, so to speak, and to claim the ground.
Both of those groups then work together in these events. What were the themes of the return? And then maybe you could talk about the themes of the Prayer March 2020.
Yes. So the theme of the return, and keep in mind that thereturn.org is their website, and they're replaying the entire day and a half. Mm. Okay, and I think everyone, it behooves everyone to go listen or watch it. It's very important. There were so many speakers. The main theme was repentance. The main theme was to return to God. let that sink in. The main theme was to return to God, and we could spend hours and hours talking about how the people of God, right? If my people, God said, if my people, right? With the things that we need to repent for, that we need God to help us make right, that we need to be getting up and doing. And I always tell people, this is the same God that says, be still and know that I am God. There's a time to sit down, be quiet, and listen.
That is really true. And the example that we could lead with, if our whole Christian community repented, and this all is a part of the 10 days of prayer. I know my husband and I participated in that, and we went to prayer meetings locally and also fasted and prayed for repentance and unity. And it's amazing how throughout the nations, Christians have been praying on this special 10-day time, and then these two events happen.
I think you're absolutely right, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, because the amount of prayer going on around the country surrounding the return, but not just that, so many different churches may have already called for a fasting and praying, that it is amazing. God is the master weaver, and we're his threads. And he truly has woven us together. An important reason for going to Christian prayer events, if you can do it, is because you will find that you're not alone. There are people that God has ordained for you to meet and to network with, okay? And then, so having been in Washington, D.C. many times and marched, I understood that I needed an hour to walk over to the Franklin Graham event. So at the return, you couldn't see the Lincoln Memorial. You could see the Washington Monument. So I thought to myself, oh, that's nice. I guess a couple hundred people from here are going to go on over to Franklin Graham's event. And, you know, that'll be nice because we're trying to be in two places at one time. And as I'm walking up the little hill to Washington Monument, and then you come down the Washington Monument, and then you approach the World War II Monument, and then you can see way down the reflecting pool to the Lincoln Memorial, and it was covered wall to wall with people. Any place that people could stand or sit in front of the Lincoln Memorial and just go look for a photo of it, and you'll understand what I mean, it's huge, was packed with people. And I thought, we have really taken, God has allowed us to take back the ground. And these two events, I don't know if they coordinated this in concert with each other, but I just know that it was preordained that they be praying on the ground in Washington, D.C. in the same place at the same time. So wow. I walked over to Franklin Graham's PrayerMarch2020.com, which again is replaying, I believe, on their website.
So the website is
PrayerMarch2020.com.
PrayerMarch2020.com. Right. PrayerMarch2020. So the theme of the prayer march, what were the reoccurring themes in this event?
Well, same thing, of course, repentance and then rededication to God. And what's interesting is that if you they were handing out these neck passes to wear. And on the pass was about a 5x7 pass was printed a map. And the map showed you the places to go to pray. So after Franklin Graham prayed, Michael W. Smith played live music, and we had a surprise visit from Vice President Mike Pence and his wife, which was amazing. After all that prayer and greeting going on, we were sent forth to read the pass hanging off of our neck and go pray at the different spots. And if I can recall them, it was starting with the Lincoln Memorial and then walking down to the World War II Memorial and praying there, and then heading as close as you could to the White House to pray there, and then walking over to the African American Museum to pray there, and then to whatever else was left to pray at. And if you can imagine that the purpose for stopping at each place is to pray for what's going on in our nation today.
Wow. The Prayer March 2020 and the return. So those websites again are PrayerMarch2020.com and thereturn.org. So PrayerMarch2020.com and thereturn.org. org. Connie, what do you think the residuals are going to be from both of these events? What are you sensing?
Well, what came to my mind was, again, the importance of, you know, there's an old church word called the unction. If the Holy Spirit gives you the unction to go do something, go do something. There's a time where you just have to answer God's call to show up, even if you think there's only going to be you and three other people. In this case, I believe just visual check, my own personal visual check, I believe that at least 50,000 people came out. And what went through my mind over and over again was that God had spared a city and a town and a peoples when a few remnant faithful people of his would make themselves present or show up or available to him. And I kept saying to the Christians I met, I think God has his numbers, because I believe I saw 50,000 people between the two events, if not more. And if we can say God put out a call, not everybody can go, not everybody can get on a plane, not everybody can travel, but for he knows where his people are. And in this case, I'd say about 50,000 were able to show up and get on their knees before him and ask for a little bit more mercy, because we're getting mercy that we don't deserve now.
Well, and we think about the story of God said he would spare the city if five people. And that whole story in the Old Testament, it's such a parallel to this, what you were just talking about, the remnant throughout God's word in the history has been there to keep the gospel alive. And throughout history, because God's mercy is there for all of us.
And I'd like to give a shout out to my pastor, Bishop Raphael Green of Metro Christian Worship Center in St. Louis. Last night on our Wednesday night church Zoom meeting, he actually showed the prophetic message from Jonathan Kahn, which I'm so happy that he did that. That message was about 55 minutes long. And also, let me let everybody know, this was a both of these were very pro-life as well, very pro-life. The main theme of Jonathan Kahn was, how can you spill innocent blood of innocent unborn babies and then say, God bless America?
Wow. Connie Eller's been my guest. Hey, Connie, would you come back, join me for another segment?
Oh, absolutely. God is awesome, and thank you. Love you.
Oh, yeah. So I want to repeat those websites again, prayermarch2020.com and thereturn.org. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. We will be right back. If you have comments or have a show suggestion for Encounter, I'd love for you to email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. I'm Judy Redlick. We're back on Encounter. Connie Eller, grassroots Christian pro-life activist, is my guest. And we've been talking about Prayer March 2020, and that was hosted by Franklin Graham, and also The Return, which was hosted by Jonathan Kahn, recently held in Washington, D.C. Thousands of people were there. Those websites, again, if you missed it, prayermarch2020.com. You can listen to the replay, and thereturn.org. So if you want to give them a listen, you will not be disappointed. Connie, all this stuff that happened recently in Washington, D.C., the 10 days of prayer that happened across our nation, what fruit do you feel in your spirit is going to be coming out of it? Or what sense do you have?
I think many things. I think the sense of Christian unity, building up our trust in the Lord. I believe that both events activated Christians who weren't sure what to do or what their role or their part might be in the great mission of the United States of America, our great country. Within both events, of course, was the invitation to come to Christ for those that may have been among us that don't know him as Lord and Savior. So souls get added to the kingdom that way. And I believe that people will be activated to vote according to how the Lord leads them and to talk to others. There does need to be an awakening in this nation and a rising up of righteousness. And I believe that we will see that fruit come from both the return and the Prayer March 2020.
You mentioned Christians don't know what to do at that time. We look at the pandemic. We look at the challenges of the upcoming election. What are some things that were brought out or that you've been seeing as far as Christians don't know what to do? What are you thinking? What are you talking about there?
I can say something I'm very pleased to see again is that this was a very hugely, both of these events were very hugely pro-life. Every time they mentioned the sanctity of life, the preborn baby, you know, the design God has for each of us, the purpose he had, the cheers that went up was amazing. And every time they mentioned that abortion is a curse and harmful to women, the crowd was in such agreement for that. And I was so glad to see that. Because I know that there is hope. I know that what we see in the secular media, we cannot always trust because the people who are going to bring you the message and love of God are the people who believe in it, right? If you're getting your sources from people who don't particularly like God, don't care about what he says, and kind of hate his people, then you're not getting fed the right information. So I see the fruit coming out of this is more people emboldened by the Holy Spirit to do what needs to be done. First of all, for more people to get saved, that's the number one important thing. And secondly, for lives to change and action and activity to change because we've come to Christ and seen the light. What we see in the streets now is a lot of hatefulness, but we know, Christians know that comes from a brokenness and trauma background. And so as much as we may be yelled at, cussed out because we're Christians, we understand that that person needs Jesus and he died for them too. So I think we'll have that sensitivity as well. Also, by Vice President Pence coming to greet us, it's mutual. He was coming to thank everybody who's been praying for the United States and in return offering, you know, his kindness and prayers for us as well. They hear us and they know we exist. They're not ignoring us. And as a matter of fact, they're relying on Christians to keep praying for this nation and keep being active for what God wants. God has not forsaken us. But he would have every right to. Jonathan Cahn, when he did his prophetic word at 11 a.m. on Saturday, he brought with him a huge, empty clay water vessel. And he quoted scripture where God had actually said to throw the vessel on the ground and break it as a symbol of what would happen to a nation that doesn't repent. And we don't want that to happen to us. So I believe that people are very encouraged in Christ. I think that you will see an uprising, a righteous uprising of Christians in this nation who will say, no more. We don't want the destruction. We don't want the hate. We want people to see redemption in Christ so that we can get back to the great nation that we were intended to be for the amount of time left.
That our forefathers worked so hard. You know, I was listening to something on this station the other day about all the clips of the people who signed the Declaration of Independence and what challenges they went through afterwards, their struggles with keeping, even keeping alive and, you know, losing their property and all of these things that they went through because of their faith in the Lord and how the Lord was their stronghold and God preserved them. But they had to grow closer to the Lord because of all the things that they might have, the worldly things that they lost, that they had accumulated. And an amazing testimony about how liberty meant so much more to them and freedom in Christ than their wealth and their riches. That was a real testimony to me. One of the things I've been reading, well, I just finished the book of Joshua. And Joshua sent the spies, and the spies went throughout the land and saw the greatness of the teams and the leaders of those lands. And God said, be strong, be courageous, Joshua, and we're going to win these battles. And after Joshua just in his armies just conquered and conquered and conquered. But it's because the people were unified. Mm-hmm. They were praying together. They were working on a common cause, and that was to glorify the Lord and honor the Lord for his greatness. And in return, they got the victory. God got the victory in all these areas, and all their tribes got their possessions of their lands that they were promised. And in the whole thing, Joshua kept exhorting the people when he had them make a covenant that as long as you follow the Lord, it will be like this. You'll be conquering, you'll be winning, you'll be possessing. But when you stop putting him first in your tribe's life, your people's life, then the blessings will fall away. And so maybe God is hopefully bringing this country to total repentance where only Jesus is glorified so that he might reign in the United States and it'll move mountains. But that's a good book to read. If you're looking at a book to read in God's Word where you can see that all they could do was depend on the Lord when the armies look so large in front of them, God reigns. And as you read stories like that in his word, it will give you the confidence to be bold for Jesus. There's a little song we sing at church, you can be bold, be strong. It's a scripture song. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with you. Mm-hmm. You know, don't be afraid. I am not dismayed. I am not afraid. I'm walking in faith and victory, for the Lord thy God is with you. Mm-hmm. And that is scriptural. And if we base our lives on that. And prayerfully, Connie, this whole return and the March 2020, the prayer march, will start people thinking about returning to the Lord and looking at his word for their biblical prescription.
That's right, as we look for the Lord to return. And Judy, you said something that reminded me of two other things that were happening all at the same time. At 5 p.m. Saturday, during the march and during the return, Students for Life, the big, huge Students for Life, they were praying in front of the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., awaiting the announcement of the Supreme Court nominee. And that event itself, you said something that reminded me of it, because the youth never get discouraged. There are so many young people out there that are standing for Christ and standing for pro-life that it is amazing. They are there. They are coming up, and sometimes they're more savvy than we were. Before I left to go to Washington, D.C. for the prayer march and the return, just hearing about all that going on, I came up with this phrase, what's all this godliness going on, right?
I love it.
And not only was there Students for Life with their event, and not only was the announcement made in front of the Supreme Court, but Focus on the Family had an online event called, I think, C-Life.
Uh-huh.
And so there's no way one person can be in four places at one time, but I'm just saying that this weekend alone, there was so much to be involved in. All of it could be watched from home. All of it was live streaming. All of it. And so people across the nation and the world were united in that sense that if you live streamed, watched the live stream of any of these events, you saw the people of God at work and you saw God at work. And I just wanted to encourage everyone that all ages and stages are in this battle for life and for Christ, to honor Christ together. It's amazing.
It's amazing. God is doing miracles across the nation. We need to all be in tune with him. Start praying. Start believing God. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and get out there on the battlefield. Read God's word. Be encouraged. Joshua chapter 1 alone talks about be encouraged three times. If you feel discouraged and you feel alone, you need to read that chapter, because God not only told Moses that, but he told Joshua that. And Joshua carried on the mantle because of his great trust in God. He forgot about himself. He forgot about the challenges. Maybe they had pandemics then, like we have with COVID right now. But God wants to use you. He wants to help you be a part of the return and not a part of the victim. And so, Connie, is there anything? We got about a minute left. Is there anything that you would like to say in closing on this program?
Well, how much I appreciate you, Judy, and KSIV, of course, and appreciate the listeners.
Connie Eller's been my guest, grassroots Christian pro-life activist. Take a stand. God is going to be with you if you stand out in faith and trust him and do what the Holy Spirit is nudging you to do. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. If you like this show, email me. Let me know. jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. See you next time.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.